Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. 580-5436-580-KIDO. That is our number. If you prefer email, it's dave@petsofinancial.net. You know, in the next hour, I'm going to talk a little bit about, overall, I know we talk a lot about fear, but what I want to do is explain, not for the whole hour, just you know, instead of, if you will, an opening monologue, I want to go right into an education segment. Because there's so many new things out there to help people in a liquid, low cost, no commission to buffer and, you know, against downturns and things like that. It's really neat. And I kind of want to kind of come back to that. I've already talked about equity indexed annuities, and we have on our website, we have a little tutorial about why they won't work. It's not just why they won't work. It talks about what they are, and with the caps on them, they can't work, right? And we have a strange world where if you don't have a securities license, you're free to talk about the markets in a way that isn't true. But that's okay because you don't have a securities license, so it's okay to mislead. We live in a world where if you have only an insurance license, then you can say whatever you want, and you don't have to have full disclosures. It's unfortunately the way it is. And so it's very seriously buyer beware whenever you're buying an insurance product. It's terrible. It's underregulated horribly, and it's full of misstatements. So we've done that and talked a little bit about it, but there's so many new things out over the past 5 years or so that are, and the products have gotten to be pretty good. So if people really are wanting to protect the downside, they can. And they can do it without 10% commissions and unbelievably high cost and products that therefore can't work. I mean, if you take too much out of a product, like a 10% commission, it won't work, right? I mean, it's just not enough money left in it to say, oh, here, insurance company, you go out and figure out all the derivatives you need to do to guarantee that when the market goes down, you don't lose money, okay? Because that's kind of what their concern is, not that you won't lose money, that they don't lose money, right? And then the second part is we need to chunk out a huge profit for you, and you have to pay the insurance agent 10%. It's a lot of money coming out of that product. It can't work, especially in a zero interest rate environment. So it can't work. That's all dealt with on our website, okay? PetsoFinancial.com. You can go in there. You can see why it won't work. It's only about 12 minutes. I know it doesn't do any kind of service to understanding everything about this most boring product, right? Most complex product. It's unbelievable. You can't even possibly know the moving parts. It's like a Nancy Pelosi bill. You got to pass it to know what's in it, right? You got to step on a landmine and watch this thing blow up. Go, oh my gosh, I had no idea there was that fee and that cost and I can't get out in 5 years with any money. This is crazy. So all of that happens inside of this complex product. But if people are really scared, I mean really scared, there's stuff out there. And it doesn't have a high commission. It's wonderful. So I will talk a little bit about that. So the people who really want to do something and kind of, if you will, put a little something underneath to cushion the blow if the market goes down. It's not free. Oh, no. Unlike what you hear all the time. Well, you get to have the market participation. You get to go up and you can't go down. Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, you can. And you know you can. You don't get the market returns. You don't. They cap it. All right? Anyway, we'll talk about it in the second hour. We have a circumstance now in the market that is really unusual, right? We have inflation coming back. We have inflation concerns. PPI and CPI. Producer price index, that's for the producers of stuff, right? So all the stuff you're making, and you know, let's say you're making, like, I don't know, aluminum lawn chairs. So you have to buy, you know, whatever that plastic stuff is. It's some kind of petrochemical, right? And so the plastic stuff on the chairs, and maybe it's not plastic, it's like a faux leather thing, whatever you got going on. Yeah, I got to get all that stuff. And the prices are up dramatically for, you know, fake brown tan leather stuff. Sky high. And worse, you can't get it. It's like any price. Right? I'll pay you 10% more. I'll pay you 20% more. I just need it because everybody wants our faux aluminum chairs. And then aluminum skyrocketed if you can get it. That's the producers. Their costs are going sky high. And we're all going, come on, come on, I want my chair. I want my chair. I want it. Well, that'll be 9 months from now. We'll deliver a chair. I know this to be true, right? So we find the perfect chair. We love this chair. And they're hard to find because it's like it's a really cool chair. 9 months. 9 months. Here, you pay for it now. Maybe we'll send it to you later. Maybe. 9 months. My neighbor got his truck. He'd ordered it, thank goodness, a year ago. That's how he got it. Incredible. These lead times we've never experienced before. What does that do? The producers are raising costs because consumers will pay anything, and they are having to pay so much for the underlying stuff. So that's the producer prices. Consumer prices are skyrocketing. The worst in 31 years. Ah, run! And the markets are doing fine. And it's not like this is new. I mean, it might be new to Joe that if you talk about not letting people drill holes to get natural gas, that natural gas prices might go up. They weren't aware of that. And they weren't aware that that ticks people off. Because it's right here. I need to heat my house. And the windmill isn't working today. I don't have my own windmill. The solar panel isn't cutting it. I actually need natural gas. Oh, we should get it from Russia. Okay, that's great. Oh, we'll get it from Canada. They're nicer people. Okay, that's good. We get along with Canada. Oh, let's shut down the pipeline. Then how do I get natural gas to my house? I mean, it's Looney Tunes stuff. They don't have any idea what they're doing. And so it is a out of control on the energy cost front. It makes no sense. Market's aware of this and has been. So when we see this kind of news, again, we can't overreact. Shouldn't overreact. We should overreact like they did a week ago Tuesday. Right? When they said, enough. Enough. You guys are crazy. Print more money, send more money, have people not work. I can't even hire people because people won't work. People under the age of 30 think they're entitled to brand new stuff, new cars, new boats, new whatever, all that stuff without actually working. Oh, I work. I work, you know, a few hours a week. No, but I mean, like building a career, you know, like working hard, educating, reading books, getting all that stuff done at night. So that when you're 10 years out, you're like an expert and then you get highly paid. Oh, no. I just got out of college, man. I'm ready to roll. I deserve all this now. It's an entitlement. And we're going to make it worse. We're going to send you checks to have kids, whether you have a dad in the house or not. Just... hey, have kids. Okay. I wasn't working anyway. I've got kids already. You just send me more money. That's how you build a workforce, I guess. This stuff is out of control inflation-wise. But we grabbed a handle on it. And the market's holding up fine because there are no alternatives. You can't have market participation with no risk. You know that. You can't. It's not the way it works. And a 1.5 10-year treasury isn't going to work. It's way below the inflation rate. Chasing and trying to outbid people on houses seems like it's crazy and not the right thing to do investment-wise. Maybe you want to live somewhere, but not investment-wise. So where are people putting money? They are putting it to work in the markets, where creativity and innovation, creative destruction is happening every day and has for decades. It's not new. It's not new. So everybody's worried about inflation. Market doesn't seem to be. Everybody's worried about Joe. Market doesn't seem to be. Why? Why? Craziest policies under the sun. Absolutely. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. What happened in Afghanistan is like, who is this moron? What's happening at the border is, how can you ignore this? Oh, we just do. Ooh, shutting down a pipeline? Right before winter? When energy prices are up 40, 50% on the poorest of people? What are you thinking? They're obviously not. They're not. And the market ignores all this. Because we put so much emphasis on Washington, D.C. and what they do and their loony stuff that we miss all of the creative destructions going on out there in the markets. Is Google still killing it in everything they do? Yeah. I mean, like, we don't even talk about autonomous cars in Google. They talk about Tesla. But, like, everybody in the world thinks Google's way ahead of everybody else. They do. So, they just keep rolling. I'm not trying to sell you on Google. Just like I always say all the time. I don't know your portfolio. Don't know what you ought to be doing. And you should definitely not be buying and selling based on what we're talking about here. Are they killing it in genetics? I don't mean Google, but all those companies. Yeah. We just did a vaccine in a year. Not unheard of. Do you think the next vaccine is going to take a year? No, it'll take less. It'll take less. We got private people launching rockets into space. Ah, just ho-hum, another thing, no big deal. These are all amazing technologies. The phone you walk around with is unbelievable. All of these things coming together is what is really driving the economy. Not Joe the Bonehead. It's this stuff that's the driver behind, and we miss it because we get caught up in all the negativity. All right, I got to take a quick break. Sorry. Got to take a quick break. We'll be back. It's 580-KIDO. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. 580-5436-580-KIDO. That's our number, and let's go to the phones right away. We've got a little time left. Michael, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks for having me. I've always liked your show, first-time caller. And I'm intrigued by blockchain and Bitcoin. How do you invest in those technologies or those currencies without a stock market play?
Yeah. Well, without a stock market play, honestly, I don't know as far as the blockchain. Really, I don't know how you do that without going out and buying fintech, which is, you know, all kinds of companies, whether it's from Visa on down to companies I can't even tell you about that are working on financial technology and how to run those transactions on blockchain at far lower costs. Either the PayPals and all those, I mean, they're amazing, right? Venmo is owned by PayPal. All those little companies that are all, you know, a little bit off the radar, but we use, and they're the ones that are really on the cutting edge of the blockchain. As far as Bitcoin, you can go out there in these coin, what do they call them? I can think of them right now, but they hold your Bitcoin. As long as you don't lose your password and all those other things, be careful with it. It is expensive to buy and sell. And Michael, it's a vibrant thing out there. But again, on all those companies out there are available to invest in, but they hold your Bitcoin directly in their quotes by vaults, which is really nothing more than hopefully a secure website because Bitcoin is digital, right? Michael, I hope I answered your question. I'm sorry, but we're out of time here. So for this hour, I hope you all will tune in next hour. I'm going to talk a little bit at the beginning here of the hour, again, with some of the safer things that you can be looking at now with low cost. We'll be back after Fox News. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Hour number two of Money Matters upcoming. And, of course, these are my opinions and my opinions only, not the station or anybody else's, broker-dealers. If we mention a stock, a security of any kind, guaranteed or not, it has nothing to do with whether you ought to own it or buy, 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 and sell, sell, sell. It's just silliness. That's absurd, and that has nothing to do with good investing. It's gambling and stupid. It's not entertainment. It's further from the truth. Why would we do that? That's not entertainment. I want to learn about things that mislead me. That's dumb. That's just dumb. So we don't do that. That's not what we're doing. So please don't take anything out of context. Pro-life, hang on. I need to talk about this in this segment here. I've been thinking about this, and as you know, I get pretty fussed about the world of equity-indexed annuities and the fact that it's okay to say things like there are, you know, all those fees that are charged by your broker or your financial planner or whatever, they all go away. Like, if you pay a 10% commission, there's not any fees built into the product. I have no idea why that's legal to say or how that's legal to say. I have no idea. I don't get to wave the magic wand and go, that needs to be illegal. I have no idea why regulators let that be said, because we all know that's not true. It's like going into a car dealership and saying there's no fees to buy this car. How's that true? How is that true? It's marked up. But that's what they claim. I guess they claim it every week. I get frustrated with the idea that you're going to be able to say that you get market returns with no risk. Number one, there is risk. The insurance company could go bankrupt. But that's okay. The world says that's okay, and it's legal to say that there is no risk. But there is. And on top of that, to say you get participation when you get like 2% and then they cap it. I've given multiple examples, and I'm not going to go into all of those. But, you know, last year the market's up 20% in equity index annuity point to point. We had one come in our office. Got zero. 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 The return was zero in 2020. And it's okay. This stuff is, quotes, legal. And it's okay to pretend it does things it doesn't do. And that kind of got me years ago to be thinking about, okay, if people need some kind of guarantee, is there something out there that will do that so that they can at least actually have some participation if that's what they need? And I don't think all annuities are bad. There's a couple of them out there that, you know, one in particular that gives people a chance. It's not cheap. It costs a lot to have any guarantees built in. But if people need it, then it at least is all has to be. Why? Because it's variable. It's not this equity index annuity where you don't have a securities license. You have to have a securities license to, in fact, sell one of these. But I find in the whole wide world that there's maybe 5% of the annuities that are out there that are serving the purpose that they intended to serve, which is, I think, not the intention is just to enrich the pimp selling them. Right? I don't think that's what people think. Oh, good. I can buy this product. I know it doesn't work at all, but it's going to make a lot of money for the guy selling it. That's not why people buy them. So you get in this circumstance where everybody's scared. What are we scared of? Everything. We're worried about the debt ceiling. We're worried about government shutdown. We haven't even talked about that recently because we got all other kinds of things. But that's coming back, right? We worry about China. We're going to worry about all the government spending, all the inflation, all the higher taxes. We worry about our schools. We can't hire people. And we worry about COVID. I don't know. There's probably 10 other things on your mind. We're worried all the time. So the market's going to crash any second. That's what we said last year, year before, year before, year before, year before, year before, on and on. Always something to worry about. So it's not hard to scare people. But I it never's been hard. I'm just going to go to the sidelines until when? Things get better? They never get better. And now with the internet, we go in, we can plug in, we can dial in, we can be really dark and really scared all of the time. And then we, through talk radio as another outlet, we can scare each other about how awful things are, how horrible the world is. It's never going to get better, ever. And we're going to all die any moment. And if you don't think so, you just don't get it. This happens all the time. And eventually, it gets our emotions, and we can't keep our emotions in check. And so we seek safety at any cost, even putting the blinders on, and we don't look. We don't ask. We don't want to know because we're scared. And so somebody says the word guarantee, and we're like, oh, wait, I want that. No, you don't. Guarantee that it won't work. Okay, so let's just say, are there any alternatives? So years ago, kind of came out and said, all right, there's some annuities. I don't like it. They're really high cost. Is there anything else? And then as an example, went out and looked, and these things have been around for like decades, like the whole time I've been in the industry. But they were avoided by, let's say, decent advisors because they were so high cost. That all has changed because of technology. Okay? Everything in investing has changed, except for the high cost of annuities. It's weird, but you can actually buy and sell stocks now for free. For free. The bid and ask spread, I mean the spread that is between the buy price and the sell price, is a penny on most large stocks. Maybe two, if it sells for like, you know, thousands of dollars a share. It's nothing. It used to be up to a buck and a half in a thinly traded stock like Trust Joyce here locally. A buck and a half a share on a $20 stock. Who would have thought? But you did. On top of hundreds of dollars in commissions. Now you trade for free and the spreads are tiny. And the computers have come up with some really cool stuff to put derivatives in. It's called structured notes. And so what it brought me around was I got to figure out, what in the world is this thing, these equity indexed annuities? Why would people buy such a dumb thing? And is there an alternative? And the answer is yes. I'm not saying you should own it, but there are alternatives. And you can actually sell them any business day. There isn't a commission, or there doesn't need to be. There could be. Some people operate that way. But you can actually structure it to have, are you ready? FDIC insurance on it, up to $250,000. I wouldn't want it. I think the chances of J.P. Morgan and Citicorp and all these other banks of surviving for a 3-year, 5-year, 7-year period that you decide on is pretty good. And you get a much better deal. What if you only wanted to protect half of your downside? Then you get an even better deal. Has the market ever gone down over a 3-year period by 50%? No, it hasn't. So if you did that, so 100% of the time, it would on and on, right? So you basically can dial in your terms. And since all of these banks are competing and they don't need people in the back rooms with slide rules to figure it all out, the costs have plunged. It's all done in a black box in a millisecond. Boom. Here's the data. In real time, here's we could put this together. Here's $1 million here. Here's $2 million here. Here's what $5 million would cost. And then you can take technology and you sprinkle it through a portfolio of, let's say, you're a fairly good-sized firm like ours, and you just say, I'm going to get this one there in the income portfolio, do this, that, right? Bam. It's in. Everybody's got their little slice. It's easy to do, and it's being done by the trillions of dollars depends on what people need. But the bottom line is when we compare it to, is what, how this all started, you compare that to what you're doing and being locked in the high commission world, you don't have to do that. And you actually have liquidity. That's how I started down that road. What can you do? So years ago, it was like, okay, well, structured notes do that. And they do it way better. The terms change all the time due to market volatility and what the derivatives cost, all those things. But what do you think the insurance companies do? The same thing. Underneath everything are all the derivatives. The problem is, I don't think there's an insurance company out there that's safer than J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs. Too big to fail. I don't think there is. But in this world, you can say it's guaranteed. I'm not telling you that these are guaranteed because they're not, unless you do the FDIC, which is still a far better deal because there aren't commissions eating into it. So when people say they don't have to offer any alternatives, all they have is a stock market, I'm just telling you, there's plenty of alternatives out there. And now the magic of technology has made it available in exchange-traded funds. No kidding. You want to buy a buffer? One company alone. I'm not even going to give the names. I don't want to. It's not the point. I don't think people need to go buy these. Buy high-quality stocks. Buy the market. If you don't believe in high-quality stocks, you want the whole market, that's fine. Creative destruction has worked to give people a 10% return all the days of their life, no matter what age you are. It just doesn't do 10 every year. It almost never does 10. It does 25 this year. Actually, more than that. It loses money sometimes. And we have this straight line because we're linear thinkers in our head. And we have all of this bad stuff all the time. We feed it to ourselves. We ingest it. We want it. We desire it. We want to feel like crap every day. That's what we do. It's what humans do. It makes no sense. But it is absolutely true. Fill yourself with fear. God, it's an awesome feeling, isn't it? But this, but that, and this person's stupid, and that one's bad, and this is going to be awful, and this is ugly. It's what we do all the time. And then we pretend it doesn't affect our emotions, and it doesn't affect our investing. It does. All the time. So if we need it, it's okay. If you need some of that. And we're actually using some of them for income tools now. Because you can't buy a 10-year treasury for income. It's at 1.5. We just had a CPI report out for 6%. How's that working in your world? 1.5, dollar goes down 6. How much money can I take out and live on? Well, that would be negative. You get my point. You have to look around the world all the time. So what we have to do is find out if you have to have some security in your portfolio because you just can't move. You're frozen. It's okay. One company alone in the exchange-traded funds. You know what it costs to buy an exchange-traded fund? You're right. Ding, 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 ding. Just the same as a stock nowadays. Zero. Zero. Doesn't mean there's not a fee inside that exchange-traded fund. There is. It doesn't mean that there isn't cost to design and pay for the derivatives that guarantee that the J.P. Morgan backing this thing will not fold, no matter how far the market goes down. You say, I want a 10% buffer. Okay, you got it. What is the price of that? Now, what it means is if the market goes down 12% over the next 12 months, they're usually 1 year, some are quarterly, but let's call it one year, you will lose 2%. 10% less, okay? Then whatever the market does. You don't get that for free. They're going to cap your one-year return probably today somewhere around 12%. Not probably, that's what it was last week. Around 12. 12. What's the cost? It's all built in. It's 12. They get paid for putting the derivative together. That's what you get is 12% if the market goes up 20. You get 12. Market goes up 15, you get 12. Market goes up 30, you get 12. Market goes up 8, you get 8. Market goes down 10, you get 0. Got it? That's what a buffer is. you can get them for 15%. You could say, I want, and this is one company, I want one for August to August. I want one for October to October. You get it. There's hundreds of them. You want a bigger cushion. Okay. What do you want? They've got 20, 25, 30%. You pick it. And the cap obviously goes down. You just cap your upside by how much downside protection you want. It's just an honest way of saying you can have some guarantees, not a dishonest way. But the cool thing is now it's exchange-traded funds. So guess what? Every day the market's open, they're open for business. I don't want to do this anymore. I feel really good about the market now. I want to take my money and put it in Tesla. I want to take my money and put it over there in Dow Chemical. I want to put it into a general stock fund. That's what I want to do. I want to take it out and go home. I want to go buy a boat. Okay, market's open. It's exchange traded fund. I'm out. Done. But what's the cost of getting out? None. It's an exchange traded fund. You just have to find a buyer, and they trade by the billions of dollars every single day because that's what exchanges do. And they're fully transparent. You know exactly what it is. One company charges 0.75 a year. One company charges 0.8. One company might charge less. It's all transparent. But it's all built in. That's what it is. It's a, oh, you mean my cap is 12%? Yeah, it could have been 12.75, but they charge you 0.75. Well, okay, but yeah, I know. It's an honest way of doing it. All of that is out there, and that is the beautiful part of it if you have to have a guarantee. I don't think people should have that. But there's nothing wrong if you feel like, I need to participate, but I want some downside protection because I want this money out in a year. Or we're building an income structure, right? A portfolio of structure for income. Where are we going to provide income in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? Now, we may prefer, and we do, when the timing is correct, to use structural notes, structured notes, because we know the money is going to be delivered in 3 years. We know that. And I trust that American banks aren't going to go under, because that's the risk in a structured note. The bank has to stay in business. Well, I think J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs are going to. In a world that I can't actually guarantee anything, I actually can't. But let me rephrase. I guarantee if you put money in cash after inflation, you're going to lose money. Okay? It's true. I don't want to guarantee a loss every year. I don't think I'm doing my job. In fact, I think that's really dumb. I really do. But if we need some protection and you layer it in, it's not an all thing. And that's what's different. That's what RIAs do. We have a whole wall of tools. We open a cabinet. We close it. That's not a good investment right now. Oh, we open another one. No, we can't use bonds right now. We've got to find another something. And what's so amazing about that, the cost doesn't change. You're not paying an advisor a different amount by what they put you in. Nobody's trying to sell stocks or bonds or exchange traded funds. Structured notes. They all pay the same. They all pay the same. A small fee in order to figure out how to move forward in a zero interest world. That's it. I'm going to try to sell you on coming to Petzl Financial or any advisor for that. But understanding what it is and the structure of having all of those tools available is why we talk about it. It's not just don't buy an equity index annuity because I hate those guys. I do. That's true. I hate the fact that there's no disclosure, that they can make up anything they want and not disclose the truth. I hate that. I really hate that, okay? But they're not competitors. They're not competitors at all. Good advisors don't actually have competitors. They have an endless number of people that come to see them. And they love that. I love that. And we are able to operate with any tools. If an equity indexed annuity, I can use it. It's in the tool chest. I just won't use it. There's better tools. to do the same thing. That's what is missing sometimes. This is good. And my opinion is that's bad. That's awful. And we're like, no, it's not good right now. Let's open up another cabinet and see. Years ago, 20 years ago, I was more than happy to use 8% indexed annuities. Fixed annuities. 8%. Clients were happy. 8%? That's great. Well, those days are long gone. 8% was a tremendous rate. Better than a CD. Loved it. They're long gone. We haven't used them in 20 years. Maybe 25. Rates have been down a long time. That cabinet's closed. We didn't destroy it. It's closed right now. The bond cabinet is closed right now. We didn't destroy it. We're trying to find other avenues, like all RIAs do. And that's what we're trying to say. You run and you get scared and you run to guarantees, then you miss it. You can't even keep up with inflation. That's the problem. Don't buy fear. Don't let them sell you fear. I got to go. Got to take a break. Pro-Life, you're up to bat next. Sorry to make you wait so long. We got to stay away from fear. It drives us. And there's so many other alternatives out there that are liquid, not complicated, that people can use. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetzelFinancial.net if you prefer email. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. 580-5436, 580-KIDO, Dave at PetzelFinancial.net. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Pro-Life, thanks for hanging on so long.
Well, hey, I learned things.
Good, good. A captive listener you were.
Yeah, I was really captivated. Well, anyway, the wealth of a nation is tied to the health of a nation. In other words, if you have a healthy, growing population, then you have, that's one of the ingredients of creating wealth. Maybe it's the major ingredient to have a healthy, growing population.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't really like what I'm going to say, but I believe it. And I wished I didn't believe it was true. But I believe that the COVID shots are dangerous, they're harmful, and they're going to take down the health of our nation and lots of nations and lots of people. And that's going to affect the economics, of course. I think that down the road, you know, when people catch on that they're hiding the damages and it all comes out, then the pharmaceutical industry will crash. The politicians that promoted shots will crash. And people will be very suspicious of who they should trust. And so I don't know just how that will all work out. And, you know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that this is not going to happen, but I think that we're going to lose a lot of our population and have a lot of them disabled. And, you know, you could say, well, what's the number one industry for that? And that would be home health care, rest homes, you know, people, hospitals, maybe that long-term care for damaged people. But I don't like believing what I do, but all of the evidence seems to be that way. And like the CDC of England, I can't remember the name, it's called the Health Security Group or whatever, they're saying that that a person's immune system is being diminished all the time by COVID shots, and they're now into a minus. In other words, the COVID shot is not protecting you. It's taking you into a minus health situation, and I don't even know how they determine that.
Yeah.
By the kind of T-cells you have in your blood or what. It doesn't make any sense. I don't even know why they say that. But if they're saying that, they have some reason for saying that. And so I'm just... I want us to have health. I want us to all live. I want us to all to. I don't want that to have happen. What I'm projecting.
Yeah.
I think it's terrible, and I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am.
Pro-Life. I hope you're wrong too, and certainly we are going to have to roll down the road and to find out what the long-term problems are. The short-term problems seem to be incredibly minor. and that's good. I really liked the – there's an article the Wall Street Journal had that this past week, and I absolutely loved it. I think it came out Monday or Tuesday. And really, the headline says it all. What are you going to do with – the headline says, what are you going to do with your five-year-old vaccination?
Yeah.
And parents are really concerned about it. I get it. You know, to me, it's an easy answer. I'm not going to say what mine is. It's an easy answer. My daughter has an easy answer the other direction. Completely opposite of mine. I would wait. Okay, I'm going to tell you mine. I would wait. I don't know. But the cool thing was right below it, right there, and then the article goes on to explain. Whatever your answer is, it's okay. The risks are very low. And I went, oh, now that's not our world anymore. Is it? Where it's like, it's okay if you do this or you do that. It's not okay. You don't agree with me. You're stupid. And, you know, and we go on like that. So we have to vaccinate. It's the science. You don't vaccinate because we don't really know the long-term costs. And if you were doing that, you're killing your child. I like the idea that an article goes, it appears to be low risk either way you do it. Thank you, Pro-Life. Well, I appreciate it.
I wish the article was right, but it's high risk in my estimation.
I appreciate that. All right,
God bless you. You
have a great rest of the day. Thank you for calling.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. And our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's time for Fox News. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome. Thank you for joining us. 580-KIDO, that's our number. Dave at petsofinancial.net. That is our email address. Let's go to Terry. Terry, thanks for holding. Go ahead, please.
Well, good morning, Professor. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you today?
Oh, just a bunch of small problems that we're going to deal with anyway, so.
There you go. That's good. Put them in perspective.
Earlier, Michael was talking about crypto, and I missed some of what he was talking about, but I thought it sounded like he wanted to get into the cryptocurrency stuff, and I still go back to if you Google or pre-search or whatever your preferred web directory search is, mm-hmm. you go to dash crypto and then dash dash school and hit enter and go in and try the first three lessons, and just gives you really good grounding in terms and what it all is, and mm-hmm. a good place to start.
Good. That's great advice. Thank you, Terry. That's good.
And I got into Coinbase, and they have a lot of tutorials out there, even right down to explanation of terms and abbreviations and things.
Mm-hmm. And that was the one I was trying to come up with, was Coinbase. That's the largest U.S.-based one, isn't it?
Yes, I do believe so.
Yeah.
And their fees are high, but they're really good. I was talking to you, I believe, a couple weeks ago about taking my gambling funds, and I'm up about $7,000 since August.
There you go. Yeah,
just with gambling funds, beat the heck out of driving down to Nevada and having alcohol on top of trying to make money. So
that's right. That's right. Yeah, it's good.
Well, there's a couple other small things you can do just to get started. There's one out there for a web search tool called Presearch. And every time you put in an inquiry to look up at something on the interwebs, mm-hmm. they will give you credit in what they call PRE, which is a crypto token.
Oh, okay.
And mine is only billed up to 170 tokens in a few months here. And another one is Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-E-E. It's kind of what YouTube used to be before censorship got them. And I'm, have a few hundred library tokens, they call them, just by watching YouTubes.
Gotcha. Good.
So there's lots of small ways to get in and start getting your feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested, and sooner or later my great-granddaughters are going to, no, they're unborn, but they're going to have some cryptocurrency. They're going to have some Bitcoin out there to have a generational transfer of wealth thing going on here.
Yeah, there is. So there's just amazing amounts of wealth going on, transfer, for sure. It's going to change a lot of things. It really is, no doubt.
And it's just kind of fun to watch. But that's what I wanted to throw out there, listening to Michael earlier.
Yep.
And
good advice. It is. Terry, thank you.
All right,
appreciate
sure.
the
you
help
have
today.
A wonderful weekend.
All right, you do the same. Thanks for the help.
Good day.
Bye. And our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Andrew, are you there?
I am.
Great. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I missed the beginning of the call about crypto. I've been really shy about the whole thing just because, you know, if you bought in 92 on Bitcoin, you did great. But if you're buying in now at $68,000 a coin, unless you have $68,000, you're not even getting one. What's your opinion of, like, they're starting to form up, and I know these are going to be in the future, like a crypto ETF or a crypto mutual fund,
yeah,
where you could drop some money in there, where you have somebody who has a lot better knowledge base on this, being able to juggle an Ethereum, Bitcoin, you know, whatever mutual fund, where they're handling it more or less like a stock, and
yeah,
they are managing a fund for you, where you could drop a portion of your holdings into something like that.
Yeah, Andrew, I think that's it's coming in a better form. Right now, it's just not there. The way future contracts work, it just is not something I think will work right now. Yeah, I mean, if it goes straight up from here, then it'll work and you'll make some money. But I don't like the friction cost that there is out there with forward contracts to current contracts, and they have to keep rolling. It's just the way that they are. All they are ETFs of future contracts. And we saw what happened with natural gas and oil futures not that long ago. And then, and 10 years before that, they did it too. And with futures contracts, they can go upside down, meaning normally, if I want to buy a barrel of oil a year from now, it costs more than it does on the current month contract. And, you know, it just does. But sometimes it goes upside down, and that really causes a great, it's called contango in the markets, and it causes great dislocation. In other words, it's complicated. It doesn't work right now very well in my mind, but you're right, it's coming. Stay tuned, and we will see better options for it coming, unless crypto blows up. If it does, it does. I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know who's going to govern it. Many places are now under pressure. This Binance has become under a lot of pressure, which is an exchange, crypto exchange. And now they're under pressure. They're going to be regulated. We'll see what happens with all this. It should be very interesting. But, Andrew, stay tuned. We're getting close. We're getting closer anyway.
So there's nothing current that is even something that you would think would be something that's even viable at the moment for like a mutual fund in crypto?
I'm not comfortable with it. I just watched a video a Zoom meeting for advisors. And it just was, there was too many issues with it so far. It's close.
So those mutual funds aren't just holding coins, they're buying futures contracts on the
Correct.
Coins?
Correct. That's all the SEC has been allowing so far.
So they can't just, you know, buy, you know, $7 million worth of crypto and sit on it?
No.
And let it,
are there potentially partnerships out there that are doing it? Sure. I have no question that there are, where people can buy in with the promise that, you know, inside of here we're holding coins. Very expensive, high management fees. Once again, not comfortable with it. We're
yeah.
getting closer. There's no question in my mind that we're getting closer, but we're not there yet.
Well, that's why you ask somebody like you these questions, because you've been looking around more than I have. So.
Well, I'm trying. I don't. It's not because I want to go invest in Bitcoin. I just felt like I need to know, right? I believe in the blockchain technology. I don't know why I'd want to buy Bitcoin. I don't get it.
I've always looked at it and said this is literally nothing, and I don't know what I'm buying. And, you know, I've got lots of people, you should have gotten in. Well, yeah, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when it was 6 cents a coin,
mm-hmm.
nobody knew that it was going to go to $68,000 a coin. How much of that is inflation? How much of that is loss of dollar value in relationship to a limited item like Bitcoin? how much of it is actually Bitcoin has gone up in value. Yeah. And I have no idea. And I don't know that anybody has any matrix in order to measure that. And so it just has always befuddled me. But I always felt like if I'm taking a small percentage of my holdings and putting it into a group holding, like a mutual fund or something like that, it would mitigate my risk, but it also exposed me to the potential gains. But if they're only letting them do futures, I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah. I think it'll be changing very quickly. Within months, I think we'll have other options. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Andrew, thank you. Have a great day. Good call.
You too. Cool.
Bye. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. There'll be time on the other side of this break if you would like to join us. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thanks again for joining us. If you missed anything today, and I'm just going to say this, and I know it probably hurt my arm to pat myself on the back so strongly, but there are a lot of new things out there. And if you missed our discussion earlier about structured notes, ETFs that have buffers on them and things like that, and some of the breakdown of costs that there are within equity index annuities and other horrifying products, you want to catch that on our podcast. And we have podcasts out there. If you miss something, you can also do that in the Apple Store, Podbeam, and get automatic downloads in case you miss anything. Okay? Just want to let you know about that. And also, we have more information, YouTube videos and things like that, at our website, petsofinancial.com. So, and we're going to create more and more content on YouTube, because it is just, we've done cryptocurrencies there. We're going to keep doing things like that so that we can find experts on that, bring them to you, as well as one of my favorite ones that we've done, we just did recently, and that is looking at, if you will, great investment advisors in the past, great wisdom from investment people in the past. And it kind of sometimes does this. What it does, brings us back to this basic thought process. How do you invest in a world that wants to get me all fussed up, wants to get me scared, and does a very good job of it? How do I keep my head in that? Now, it's so much harder in my mind today because there's so much misinformation out there, data, scare tactics. It's so easy to scare people. What a lame-o job that is, right? Yep, scared an old lady today into believing that all of her investments were going to go away. Got a whole bunch of dough for that. What a lame thing. What a lame thing to drive people to the latest gold bug thing out there in the dark web. It's all going to collapse. The currency's going to go under. Blah, blah, blah. Hyperinflation. I've heard this for 40 years. And guess what? My dad heard it for 20 more years before that. And my grandpa, 20 more years before that. It never ceases to amaze me how we can't learn. This doesn't work. It's not the way it works. We keep progressing. And, one day the world will end. I believe that. One day it will. Until then, I don't worry a lick about when that's coming, because my own end is a few more spins around the world. All I worry about is trying to figure out day to day, how am I going to, in a zero interest world, figure out how to get income for my clients the rest of their life that they can't outlive, cost of living adjusted. How do I do that? And to sit here and worry about stuff, dump it into gold, put a bunch of cash on the side, or in a product that ties it up for 10 years and guarantees it will not work. It cannot keep up with inflation. It guarantees that. I will not use that. And we got to work together to figure out a way to march forward in an always negative world that just drives at it every day. You're going to die. We're all going to die. This is going to happen, right? That angry world has also made us so abundant. It's hard to see through that. I get it. But I do hope you have a wonderful weekend. Should be beautiful.